The county of Sonoma set a goal of clearing the Gerardota Trail by today. Officials switched their policy to enforcement of that goal midweek and began issuing campers warnings and citations. So, where will they go next? KRCB's Addie White visited the trail Thursday to find out.
Sonoma County officials began letting campers know by midweek that they were in violation of multiple laws and could face arrest if they didn't leave by Friday. Miles Sarvis Wilburn, co-founder of the activist group the Squeaky Wheel Bicycle Coalition, had been on the trail volunteering for nearly every day this week. He said he'd noticed that about half of the people camped there had left by Thursday afternoon.
Recently, the tensions have been really high. There's been a very intense police presence. There have been a lot of guns on the trail as a result of the police being here, and that doesn't calm anyone down. So there's definitely a tension that's palpable.
Fred, who asked me not to use his last name, had set up his camp near the entrance to the trail. He told me the only shelter option he understood to be available was the Redwood Gospel Mission, and he made it clear he wouldn't go there. He said he'll find another place to camp instead.
There are some issues with the mission. I can't eat their food. I tried. You know, I don't know what it is with their food, but it doesn't agree with me. And I'm not with their religious thing, you know. All of them I have a problem with because they want to feed you. And, you know, if you have means to feed yourself, that's how I think you should be able to do it. Be able to cook your own food, you know.
Fred said he'd pleaded with caseworkers to be approved for shelter at Los Gillicos, where he could have his own pallet home with a locking door. But he was told it was full. County spokesperson Rohish Lal said that only those with certain conditions would be accepted at Los Gillicos.
Those who are vulnerable, such as they might have a mental health condition, they might be medically fragile, they, you know, might have another issue that necessitates they be at a place that has someone there 24 hours. So there's other shelters, Redwood Gospel, Sam Jones.
The county is also offering hotel vouchers, although Lal could not yet say how many were available.
Over the last few weeks, we've had our intensive coordinated care team out, you know, talking to individuals about what sort of options are available to them.
Eric, who'd been camped along the trail for about 4 months, said he wasn't angry at the county for moving him and that he'll accept a bed at Sam Jones Hall for the time being.
I think they're trying their best, you know, but it's still a little bit too quick for everybody. I mean, I'm not ready for another move again, you know. I don't want to move again after I've already just got settled in, and it's been a long time since I've been settled in anywhere. So, I don't know, it's kind of hard.
Fred, on the other hand, said he wished the county would offer property for a sanctioned encampment where he could keep his stuff and stay in his tent.
You know, what is homeless? The way we define it, I guess, having an address, a mailing address, you know, having keys to something or owning some property or renting some property, you know, then you're not homeless.
He turned to gesture at the platform where his tent used to sit before he'd packed it up.
But this is a home, was a home, okay?
By the end of the day Friday, the county hopes the trail will be cleared, but it's still unknown where the more than 200 people who were camped here will all go. From the Gerardota Trail, I'm Addie White for the North Bay Report.
You'll find more of our reporting on homelessness at norcalpublicmedia.org.